Good afternoon, and welcome to our broadcast. We, the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so happy to have you join us today. I'm Pastor Cedric A. Polnitz, Sr. We hope and pray that this ministry will encourage you today and for many days to come. So now, without any further ado, let's go to our sermon of the day. God bless you.
Hallelujah. What a testimony to have. You don't thank him for one thing. You thank him for all. Yeah. Because when you name one, by the time you finish with that, you start counting something else. Count your blessings. Name them one. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, Lord. I don't even have enough time in the day to tell you for all the things. So I just say, Lord, thank you for everything. Yeah, that you've done. Everything that you've done. Even something as simple as being able to button my shirt. Come on, somebody. Something as simple as tying my shoe. Oh, hallelujah. There are some people that don't have the limbs, and some people don't have the ability, but I thank you for all that you've done. Yeah. Some people don't have their right mind, but we woke up this morning in our right mind. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. Whew, hallelujah. Beautiful. Hallelujah. God is good. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this opportunity to preach your word. We pray, Lord, that it will fall on good ground. Lord, let it bless your people. Lord, let it be such a word that they will be able to carry it throughout the rest of this week. And Lord, let it be applied in their lives. And Lord, let it bring hope and let it bring a better outcome and a better future, Lord, for the things that they're dealing with in life. We love you and we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. Lord, we thank you for your promises. We thank you, Lord, for your protection. And we thank you, Lord, for your provision. And Lord, at this time, we ask, Lord, that you would allow us to preach your word. And Lord, let it be a blessing to your people. Remove me out of the way, Lord, so that when they hear me, they will hear you speaking through me. And let me be thy vessel, Lord, that is your instrument to be used to carry forth this word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. All that you have done. That's why we have come today, to let him know that we appreciate him for all that he has done. Yes. He's made ways out of no way. He's opened doors that only he could open. He's carved out highways. And I know that when y'all drove up the interstate, you saw how the machinery and how the construction crew has carved out new roads and new byways and highways. God can just do that with the snap of his finger. He'll make a way out of no way. Yeah, because we serve an awesome God. Amen. I'm still full. I'm trying to calm down. Amen. I like to holler every now and then, so please forgive me. If you have your Bibles, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah, turn to Jeremiah chapter 29. I was kind of pondering on what we would talk about this morning, and my daughter Denisha brought me a card to sign for the graduates, and I was signing the card and I looked at the card and there was a scripture that hit me right in the face. Chapter 29, verse number 11. And once you have found it, we ask that you will stand and show reverence for God's word. It's going to read a little bit different on the screen, but it all means the same. I have the King James Version. So we ask that media team would keep it on the screen until I read this version, and then we'll read the 29th chapter and 11th verse together in the New International Version. In the King James Version, it says, "For I know," somebody say no.
No.
"The thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace," somebody say peace,
peace,
"and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Amen. And let's read it again on the screen with our New International Version, Jeremiah 29 and 11. Let's read it together. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. To all of our young people that are being advanced to the next grade, but also especially to those who have graduated from high school, we thought this would be a fitting message for you on today, that God knows the plans that He has for you, and that is to prosper you and not allow you to be hindered by evil. For He wants us to have a hope and a future. So I thought about that. Like I said, kind of pondered on some things that I wanted to speak about for our youth as they are advancing to the next grade or advancing to the next stage in life. Some may choose to go to college. Some may choose to go to trade school. Some may choose to go to work full time. But whatever the next step is, we want to talk to you from the topic today, God's plan. God's plan. Now, that person that's sitting next to you may be getting ready to catch that church nap. So I want you to kind of tap them on the shoulder and say,
"Today's topic is
God's plan." Amen. Amen. Now, that person that was on that side wouldn't sleep, but maybe the person on the other side was getting ready to catch that church nap and say,
"Today's topic is
God's plan."
God's plan.
Let's give God one more hand of praise. So as we talk to our young people on today, this is also an encouraging word for our adults as well. God's plan, my brothers and sisters, we broke this down in four categories. God's plan means that we must first follow God's wisdom.
Amen.
Someone say wisdom.
Wisdom.
Secondly, to be part of God's plan, we must hear God's word. Somebody say word.
Word.
First we have wisdom. First we have a word. And if we do those things, my brothers and sisters, the third category that I want to speak about is God's wealth. God's wealth. Someone say wealth.
Wealth.
Amen. Because all of this is part of God's plan. Don't y'all know that when God put Adam and Eve in the garden, He didn't want them to have to work? Because what? They messed up. And because they messed up, now everybody's got to work and pay bills and do all of these kinds of things, right? But God's original plan for us to be fruitful and multiply and just love and just not have to worry about stress and not worry about problems and things like that. Because when God made everything in the garden, the scripture said everything was good and very good. Now, I know some of y'all are good at basketball, but you may not be very good. at basketball. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Like I am. Amen, bro. Brother Anthony, we was out there shooting basketball a few weeks ago. I may be good in basketball. I may not be very good in basketball. But God, when he made Adam and Eve, everything was supposed to be perfect. And they didn't have to worry about anything, but sin entered into the picture. So that's thirdly, God's will. Fourthly, God's walk or God's ways. Someone say walk. My brothers and sisters, as we look at these four categories, first of all, let's go back to God's wisdom. In verse 11, it starts out with a profound decree, a profound declaration. For I know, not you, not me, but God knows the plans that he has for our life. God knows what the future holds. I can only predict, you know, the weathermen predict what may happen in the future, but nobody knows what the future holds. So if we are to young people, those that are graduating, those that are being promoted to the next grade, in order to know what tomorrow holds or what the future holds for us or what hope you may have for a career or for a, you know, to branch out and to learn things in life, you have to follow God's wisdom. Because God's wisdom is part of God's plan. Having God's wisdom on your side will bless your life now and in the future. And another word for wisdom is insight. Another word for wisdom is common sense. Sometimes you just need to have common sense. Now, I know y'all went to school and you got book sense. Amen. That's what we go to school for, so we can get that book sense. But it's also good to have what? Common sense. And that's where wisdom comes in, my brothers and sisters. And if you look at this scripture, the history of this scripture is Jeremiah talking to the children of Israel. The children of Israel had messed up, and because of their sins, they were carried off into captivity. And they stayed in the captivity for 70 years. And while they were in those in that situation, there came a lot of people proclaiming to say what God said. But there are a lot of folks that weren't saying what God said. And sometimes in life, young people, you got to discern with those friends that may say something to you in your face, but then turn around and do something different behind your back. You have to watch out for false truths and false teachings and false things that will lead you on a path that will lead you to destruction. And so Jeremiah is telling the children of Israel, not only is this warning for you, but it's also the warning for those who are trying to deceive you. And so as we talk to our young people this morning, young people, y'all need to listen to some good godly advice. Amen. I know your homies, you know, y'all cool and everything. I know your boys and I know your sister girl. What's up, sister girl? And I know your boys. What up, man? I know your boys are cool and everything. I know your sister girls are all sweet and everything. But guess what? If they are not telling you good godly advice, maybe you should... I still love you, but amen. I still love you, but I have to love you from, come on, somebody. So God's wisdom. All right, first of all, God's wisdom. Because like I said, Jeremiah was telling the children of Israel, don't listen to all of these false prophets because they would lead you even further. You're already in trouble. Why would you want to get? And I already told y'all. And I'm not saying this as to be a, you know, deprived or whatever, but why would you live in hell and then die and go to hell? Amen. This world is like living, oh, come on now. So, God's wisdom. Secondly, God's word. Somebody say word. God's word. Now look, I'm following the verses because the verses says this right here. For I know, that means God knows our future. I know the plans. In other words, plans are something what? That's coming up. I plan to go on vacation. I plan my retirement. I plan to do this. I plan to go to work tomorrow, but guess what? We may not make it.
Amen.
Amen. We plan to get home this evening, but I'm just saying. You see what I'm saying? Those are the things that God knows. And so if we know his wisdom and we know his word, look at what it says, declares the Lord. That means it came from God's mouth. Declares the Lord. All scripture, we read this last week, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and because God gave it to man, man wrote down what God inspired him so that, she also gave me another version, write the vision, make it plain upon tables so that when people read it, they will be able to run.
Amen.
That's what the vision is. You have a vision. God has given you a plan. God has a vision for your life. And what better way to know God's plan than to stick closely to his word? What do you say, Lord? Which way you want me to go, Lord? Lord, I'll do what you say you want me to do. Now, Jeremiah tells us in verse number 4, and y'all look back at verse number 4 if you want to kind of rewind. Verse number 4 said, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. In other words, don't get it twisted. That's where it came from. Because a lot of folks will tell you stuff, but it didn't come from God. Oh, come on now. And it says, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Because remember, I told you the reason why they were in this situation is because of their sins. A reason why we're in a lot of situations. Amen. Reason why we're in some tight spots that we're in now is because we didn't hear God's word. And so Jeremiah says, this is what the Lord says. He says, I will be your deliverer. Not these false prophets, not those that sugarcoat sermons, not your TV evangelists, not your radio evangelist. If you send me $50, all you got to do is lay your hand on the radio and I'll heal you. Amen. Y'all heard that before, right? Amen. And you still sick. Amen. And you done sent that, you broke and sick now. Then sent that 50, you see what I'm saying? Who are you putting your trust in? Don't put your trust in man. Trust in God's word. Jeremiah said, this is what the Lord says. Don't trust all of these things that they're telling you. Look at what he says in verse number 5. He says, I want you to be able to build houses and dwell in them, plant gardens and eat and have fruit from them. Take yourself wives and sons and have sons and daughters. In other words, that means family. Because a lot of folks think family is daddy and daddy and mama and mama. No, that's not family. That's not the way God put it. Now, that's the way the world designed it. But that's not the way, because God said you can't, husbands and wives, you can't have sons and daughters if Steve and Stefan is the daddy and the mama. Okay, I'm just saying. All right, that's amen. If we want to be prosperous, we're supposed to hear God's. Oh, I got some attention now, because it says in verse 4, "Thus saith the Lord," not what "thus says the U.S. government." Come on now, amen. I know some of y'all love the government. Amen. Amen. They send you that check every month. That's all right. That's all right. Because if they decide to cut off the check, guess who's still in charge? Amen. The cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to him. And I told y'all once before, there are plenty of deer that scamper through our yard every now and then. All we got to do is boop, dinner, amen. Now, Sister P may not want no deer sausage, but we might have to eat off that deer sausage for a while. See what I'm saying? See, when we do it God's way. See, also, he said, if you wait on me, I know 70 years is a long time. I know you've been in captivity for a while, but don't listen to those other people out there. I'm the one that's going to deliver you. Yeah. And when I deliver you, you will be delivered. Yes. See, I told you, we want deliverance from, you know, that preacher, lay your hand on the screen, you know, send me $50, send me $100. And don't put your trust in those things. God says, I will deliver. Okay, so firstly, we talked about God's wisdom, God's word, because he says, declares the Lord, for I know the plans for you, young people. God knows the plan for you. If you want to know what your future is all about, get in God's word, get in God's wisdom, and get in God's plan. I looked at this, and I saw something that kind of caught my attention. Not only are we to, because that's what he was telling the people. They had gotten to the point where, well, we ain't going to get married. Well, we ain't going to have no children. Well, I don't feel like planting a field. Jeremiah said, no. Y'all keep doing what you're supposed to do. God will deliver you in time.
Amen.
Don't you fall into the pity party of life. Don't you fall into the stuff that they tell you on TV. Well, the economy is bad and this and that. Yeah, it may be bad, but you still got to go to work.
Right.
And they used to sitting at the house having a pity party, just get on up and go on to work. God's got a plan for your life. And what he's saying here, go ahead and be happy, even in the roughest circumstances. Because you know what that does? It breaks the back of the enemy. Because the enemy, every time he throws something at you, you still smiling.
All right.
Yeah. And the enemy can't figure out, I threw this at him, and they still giving God praise. I threw this at him. And they still, you're confusing the enemy. He can't figure you out. Why? Because you stay in God's plan. All right. Thirdly, God's wealth. Somebody say wealth.
Wealth.
See, and I know we like to, you know, what are you going to be when you grow up? I'm going to be a fireman. What are you going to do when you grow up? I want to be a policeman. What you gonna do when you grow up? I wanna be a basketball star. What you gonna do when you grow up? And then the list goes on and on and on. A lot of times we think titles make us wealthy. We think positions make us wealthy. Oh, come on, somebody. See, it's not based on the title or the position, is based on who put you there. Because only God can plant you where you can grow. And see, wealth, my brothers and sisters, and God's wealth, go look at here. He told him, go ahead, build your houses. Don't have a pity party. Dwell in that land that's so harsh to you. Go ahead and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take unto you wives and have sons and daughters, and then their sons and daughters can have their families, and so on and so on. Be fruitful and multiply. In other words, you can make it through this life. Because wealth is not only money.
Amen.
You can be wealthy with $10 in the bank. Come on, somebody. I just met somebody up. That just went right over somebody's head. Because guess what? There's somebody that's got $10 million in the bank and they can't spend it.
God be the glory for all of the things that he has done. Amen and amen. Once again to you, our radio listening family, we thank you for tuning in to the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church Sunday afternoon broadcast. Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church is located 7628 Highway 52, Orlando, Tennessee. Our phone number is 615-654-2549. And remember, God is great and greatly to be praised. Have a wonderful and blessed evening. Yeah, 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 yeah.
On the sand.
Yes, he did.
There was no solid foundation. The house could not stand. Another man took his life. Built his house on a solid rock.
What you ought to do.
Oh, yeah.
Have a faith the size of a mustard seed. My God can see.